please.
Next application is case number 11-345, the application of Mary and Frederick Hanser. Site is located north of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Swan Drive, 1/2 mile northeast of Lost Point Road, and being Lot 45, Block A, Swan Key Subdivision, being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 12.16, parcel 531, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. More specifically, the request is for a 5-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an addition. On this application, we received no mail and support, no mail and mail returns. We did receive one letter, which I'll pass down for the attorney. Thanks. And if you would like, I can read it because I didn't make additional copies. This letter is from Nancy Carey. She's the owner of Lot 44A, also known as parcel number 530. Lot 44A is situated adjacent to and immediately west of Lot 45, Section A, also known as parcel 531, of the subject of the variance requested. I'm in a butter to the Hauser's lot. I have status in this proceeding, and according, I received notice of the public hearing. Ms. Jane Knock is attending the hearing on my behalf. Ms. Knock manages several properties in Swan Keys, including Lot 44A, that I own and rent to year-round residents. Thank you for allowing her to review the construction plan submitted to the Hauser's variance request and to present concerns about it. As an abutter to Lot 45, Swan Key Subdivision, I am concerned that granting the variance will create a threat to public safety. Closer proximity of the two dwellings increases the danger to my tenant's personal property and to my real property from a fire originating at the Hauser's. Similarly, a fire elsewhere that spreads to Lot 44A or 45A could pass between the two closely situated properties more quickly. Once ablaze, I hear a narrowed space between the dwelling structures on 44A and 45A would impede the ability of local firefighters to extinguish the blaze quickly on either property, thus enabling the fire to spread to adjacent properties. As the owner and lessor of that lot, I wish to be heard to speak up both to protect the safety of my current tenant's property and any future tenants, as well as to safeguard my real property. The zoning rules are designed to protect all residents living on Swan Drive as well as in Swan Keys development. Setback requirements are not to be waived for an individual property owner except in extraordinary circumstances. I urge the board to carefully consider whether the Hauser's rationale for the variance request is sufficient to warrant waiver on the zoning rules in this case. And thank you for your thoughtful consideration of my public safety concerns and of the legal standard of proof required to grant a requested variance. Respectfully submitted, Nancy Carey, and provides her mailing address. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Frederick Hauser, 37877 Swan Drive, Selby, Delaware.
Mary Hauser. Ms. Hauser, H-A-U-S-C-R.
And do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm staying corrected after reading the first announcement by saying Hanser. That's what was on the agenda.
Mr. Jamie.
The spelling is Hauser. I believe that's correct. Thank you.
We do have Jane Carey's not here. Jane Knock Carey. And Nancy Carey is one of them. And Jane sent the letter from her and her brother to me because she wasn't coming tonight. She said she wasn't coming to oppose it, whether Nancy wanted to or not.
Did you have that all?
She emailed them to me at work today. And it's her and her two brothers and then Dr. Carey on the other letter. They're all sisters.
This email is from Jane Knock, Realtor.
Yes.
I am property very close to the house at the point in Swan Keys. I have absolutely no objection to them being granted a variance. Houser to keep a very nice property and do everything very tastefully. Secondly, I have two brothers who own property very close to the Housers, Jimmy Carey and William Carey, and I represent them as their property manager and have discussed this variance with them, and both of them have absolutely no problem with the Housers getting the variance either. We're all hoping the council will grant them favor and approve the variance. The second one.
Down the bottom is Dr. Carey.
This from Dr. Asher Carey. It's addressed to Jane Knock. This is to notify you since you're the property manager for me, including lot 52A in Swan Keys. I want to inform you that I reviewed the variance by Housers and have no objection. Feel free to let them know as well as anyone involved with this process. As a neighbor, I hope they get the variance. Asher Carey, MD.
How y'all doing?
Good.
I have two copies of the surveys.
Okay.
One showing the existing property and one showing the addition that I want to put on the side of the house. Like the
same thing we got.
Yeah, they've got one.
Okay.
We all got one.
Yeah, good. He filled it out.
I'm really not asking anything more than what other people have done in the community.
Next to her property that she's talking about, yeah. They're 5 feet off the property line.
Yeah, see, the addition that I want to put on is on her side of the property.
And she doesn't own the building.
She doesn't live there. She leases the property.
If you all could just speak one at a time, we have to, the recording's got to pick it up, and sometimes it's tough if two people are talking at once.
Yeah, it sounds like you're at home. Give them a chance.
I do it all the time.
Hey, made me forget where it was. The addition that we would like to put on is going to be, it's going to finish about 5'1" off the property line. We have, right now we have an existing 16x70 mobile home on the property. I don't see where it's going to cause any hardships for anybody. Even after we put our addition on, there's got to be, 12 feet between the addition that we would put on and the addition that they've put on the side of theirs. So, I don't know why she would protest it. I mean, as far as, she told Jane that she was worried about the airflow that goes through the property, that it would cut down on the airflow. Our place is like a wind tunnel. So as far as taking away from the neighborhood, I can't see where it would take away, because there's plenty of other houses down there that have done the same thing that I want to do. In fact, two doors from me, there's a very large two-story dwelling that sits on the other side of Nancy Carey's lot. And why she would, protest this, I have no idea. That's all I can say. I don't know.
All right, sure. We'll see if there's any questions in from members of the board. We'll start down this end with Mr. Workman.
Yeah, is your proposed addition is all closed in?
I'm sorry?
All closed in, your addition?
Except the porch.
Except for the porch.
In the front?
Yeah.
Okay. And hers, and your next door neighbor, her addition is on the same side of yours or on the opposite side?
She has a small,
sun porch.
I'm going to say it's about 10 by, maybe 15 by 10 addition on the side of hers.
Towards your addition?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're still 10 feet off of their property line than our 5 feet, so it would be 15 feet between us.
Between the two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
Mr. Secretary, is there any action on parcel 532 and 530?
On 529, there was a variance on the side twice, once in 2008, once 2009. I don't see anything on 530. The adjoining lot, let me say, hold on a second. Had it here a second ago.
That would be the side they're looking for a variance on, right? It's on 530.
The adjoining property would be 530. No, 529, there was a variance. Or 529 and 529.01.
That's four down here.
They're one lot away.
That was side yard?
Yes, that was side yard on the, on 529.
Okay. There's nothing. There's nothing on 530 or 532 then?
I don't, there's nothing on 530 or 532. There's a 529 and a 529.1.
531.
There was also a, on 529, there was a variance for the side in 2009 and 2008. On 529.01, which is the way the sequence works, there was a variance on the side was denied in 2001. So that's going back a little further.
Right.
So,
denied on that one.
529 is further away. So there's one lot, 530 separates the lot from 529. So I don't see any variance on 530 unless they've been granted in the last year and a half, because our index doesn't go back into 13. Or a year, the listing hasn't been updated. Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a question? The porch, is that already existing on the on your side?
I'm sorry?
You got a porch and a proposed addition. Are they the same, both proposed? Nothing there now?
No.
Okay, just the way it was marked, it appears to be maybe that that pre-existed. Mm-hmm. But it only says proposed addition on the porch. It just says porch, doesn't say proposed.
Yeah, it wouldn't go out any farther than what the addition's going out.
Yeah, right. You know. But it'll be, it's all going to be built at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Milton? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion. No motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11345. We have granted variances in that environment before, and also the fact that the size of the lot, it was 40-foot lot, would be the uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I believe. It's not asking for anything but more living space and for storage area. It's been approved at Northeast End, so they already had one variance on that property. The necessary hardship or the difficulty is not being created because of the size of the lot at 40 feet, not 50. Most of them are 40 feet down there. The variances will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman. that we approve case number 11,345. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,345 is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.